There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, step away from the burger. That's what we're being told, to step away from the burger. How Western diets are killing us. According to CNN, Western diet is so bad for our health. More than half of the world's population is now living in cities. The figure is expected to reach 70% by 2050. And as more urban lifestyles start to intertwine with older type of civilizations and villages, etc., we start introducing more meat into the diet. And as we see more and more meat, they're saying we're having consequences of disease. All right, Western diet. The biggest features, however, of a Western diet to me is not so much meat, but a big consumption, overconsumption of over-refined sugars, highly refined and saturated fats. And Ian Miles from the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease says saturated fats, animal protein, and a reduced intake of plant-based fibers. So, red meat, high fat, high salt, high sugar, low fiber, and just too many calories in general. They say all these highly processed foods and refined foods are increasing our risk of infection. They say it really throws off our immune system and it throws it off kilter. The biggest culprit, according to Dr. Miles, are foods that contain fructose and palmitic acid, which are ingredients found in candy bars. Oh, I love palmitic acid. If that's what's in a Hershey's bar, I am guilty as charged. Palmitic acid can be confused by the body with bacteria like E. coli. The body then starts an immune attack against the supposed bacteria, which results in a low level of inflammation. And I also think a lower metabolism, too. When you distract the immune system in this way, immune cells will not be ready to attack when it's facing a real infection. It's true. If you're eating crap all the time and the body has to sit there and ward off and protect you from that, how's it going to be able to, you know, protect you from the real bad guys? You know, and these bugs and pathogens. All right? So, changing our gut bacteria is important. All right? Every person carries about 1 kilogram of microbes inside of them. All right? So that's, what, 2.3 pounds of bacteria. That's a lot. See, thank you. Yeah, just get rid of that and I can lose a couple pounds. And these, the good bacteria are supposed to keep things in balance. They appear to help with our metabolism. And then when we eat like crap, it shifts the bacteria. And it causes the good bacteria a lot of times to be pushed out. So we have obesity. We also have diabetes. In 2014, more than 600 million adults were obese globally. Almost 2 billion adults were overweight. And, of course, obesity predisposes you to cancer, heart disease, stroke, arthritis, etc. And the cancer risk. Western diets are linked to colon and prostate cancer. Men eating mostly a Western diet were found to have 2.5 times the risk of dying from prostate cancer, while risk associated with colon cancer, again, inflammation and changes in the gut bacteria. African Americans have 50 times more risk of developing colon cancer compared to a diet of South Africans. The implications, again, the Western diet. High inflammation, higher turnover of cells, etc. So, Mediterranean diet, paleo, eating less meat, eating less sugar. Now, a lot of you guys have been going to chicken. All right, and now, one thing we touched upon in the last hour was, what is America's favorite fast food restaurant? Well, there has been such a push towards getting away from red meat that what has been a super jackpot with these fast food places are their chicken sandwiches. And here comes Chick-fil-A, which has one of the most delicious chicken sandwiches I've ever had. I don't live near a Chick-fil-A, but when I was in Texas, I went to my first Chick-fil-A, and oh, whoa. It was yummy. Well, I guess Chick-fil-A now has beaten out all others as the most sought-after fast food restaurant. Chick-fil-A, don't they also have those waffle fries? Wow. Now, fast food restaurants have fallen 3.8% on a score of the American Customer Satisfaction Index's annual restaurant survey. All right? But overall customer satisfaction, like McDonald's, Burger King, KFC, and Wendy's, had declines. Chick-fil-A, however, took the lead as the most popular fast food restaurant. The chain scored 86 in customer service, the highest survey. Chipotle came in second with a score of 83. Panera. Woo-hoo! Yay, Chipotle. I know, you love your Chipotle. And Panera rounded out the top three with a score of 80. Now, does this mean that they're getting the most business, or it just means this is rated by customer satisfaction? Again, people think it's healthier. People think Chick-fil-A is not red meat, so it's healthier. Chipotle, it's supposed to be fresh. You see the salsa there. You see all the fresh, you know, types of eats, you know, that they pull from when they make your quesadilla or whatever you have to make. I like a rice bowl. I like rice and chicken, like an arroz con pollo, kind of a rice chicken cheese. Add a little guacamole. I'm in heaven. I can be eating that all day. And then Panera. Well, people think Panera has healthy food. So people are going to these things because they still want fast food. But they think it's safer. They think it's healthy. Dunkin' Donuts had an increase in satisfaction. Starbucks, I think, it beat out. But, you know, Starbucks is raising the rates again. I guess Starbucks is raising their cost of some more of their drinks. I don't know what the hell's going on. So, anyway, pizza suffered the most. Papa John's, Pizza Hut plummeted. Domino's Pizza saw a decrease. Little Caesars saw a decrease. So, the top fast food places. Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, Panera, Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Dunkin' Donuts, Subway, Domino's Pizza, Little Caesars, and Starbucks. So that's America's fast food restaurant. Remember I told you years ago, they said the American food used to be like a hamburger and a soda, you know, as if you thought of what the American, you know, dish would be. And now they're saying it's being replaced by taco. More people eat tacos as the fast food pizza food as opposed to hamburgers. Now, and we're going to continue to see hamburgers fall because everybody's now saying, no, I got to avoid red meat. I got to avoid red meat. Well, that's good. But they're substituting it with fried chicken or chicken that's sprayed with butter. It looks like it's grilled chicken, but it's still pretty fattening. And that kind of thing we got to watch out for. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOG-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Deanne wrote, this was a couple weeks ago, Dr. Dahlia, I listened to your show 2 years ago, and you said, say you have explosive diarrhea when you call out sick, and it worked. I didn't have diarrhea, but it worked, and I didn't have to bring in the doctor's note. So she's all happy. She's thankful. Real quickly, we've been covering a lot of little topics in terms of calling out and worker absenteeism and people lying about trying to get into work, because one of the medical headlines today was doctors are coming into work sick and taking care of patients sick. And is that putting you guys at risk? And why aren't doctors calling out? If everybody else, you know, in this country calls out for reasons, even when they aren't sick, why would a doctor show up to work sick? and put people at risk. And it's because we don't have other coverage. It's not like there's an extra doctor on salary standing around available for all the time coworkers call out. You just don't call out. It's just something that was never in the cards, never an option. Whatever leave I did have, training, I used, for maternity, and, you just didn't call out. It was just something that you just don't do. And so, it would be so nice to have a job where I have sick leave. I couldn't believe it. But, a lot of you guys are getting fired out there. So we talked about in the first hour, because your bosses can tell that you're lying. And if a boss thinks that you're lying, you're gonna get fired. And in your employer's defense, they're right. Okay? You know, trust is an issue. I would rather an employee say, look, I'm really, really tired. And I just would really like to sleep in. I feel like I'm a little under the weather. I don't want to get sick. Is there any way I could come in later just so I could sleep in tomorrow? Because I don't want to call out. And I would be like, oh my God, that person would get points from me. Because that is honest. Okay? Instead of these fake call outs and these fake call, etc. Okay? Now, there's a site called salary.com. that gives you good reasons and bad reasons, or lame reasons to call out sick and good reasons to call out sick, okay? And I disagree with a couple of these, okay? And I don't want you guys getting fired, all right? And so I'll teach you guys the best way to do it. But first of all, they say a good reason to call out sick is you have a contagious illness, common cold, flu, etc. Okay, and we'll talk about how to approach this if you guys are in the middle of flu season and you have a boss where you don't think you could really call out. Okay. Another thing they say is a good reason to call out sick is you need a mental health day. If you feel blah or burnt out, you need a mental health day. I disagree with the fact that you call it that, though. When somebody says, I need a mental health day, okay, and, you know, they work in a high-pressured office such as mine. We had a medical provider that said, I need a mental health day. You know, why? Oh, I just feel so stressed. I don't feel like I could do this job tomorrow. You're kind of wondering long term. I mean, can they really deal with cancer and COPD and CHF? You know, I mean, I understand everybody needs vacation time. And, you know, when somebody takes a lot of vacation time and then on top of that, they need a mental stress day that you may not be looked upon as good as you could by the employer. And again, I'm an employee and an employer. So I've been on both sides of the aisle. So I could give you guys both, you know, ways to do it. But saying I need to take a mental health day, I think is going to, you know, bite you in the butt. Let me see, what sort of, you know, here we go. Okay, next, I'll hit next. The day after Super Bowl, I believe last year 1.4 million people took off. And back in 2014 Super Bowl, 1.4 million people took off the day after Super Bowl. They say another lame reason is opening day of Major League Baseball. Again, lame reason, don't be taking off work for that. You got family issues like your kid is sick. Valid reason. Okay, valid reason. Absolutely. You gotta take care of the babies. It's gotta happen. You're putting family first. I think that's good. Alright? There's a beach issue. Okay? You wanna go to the beach? It's a good beach day. Nope. Not a good issue. Not a good excuse. That's a lame one. Severe weather. The thing with severe weather is it depends on what is severe. Okay? We're talking hurricane or snowstorm or whatever. Absolutely. But it's not that you're calling out. It's, look, I'm trying to get to work. I'm in my car. I'm in the driveway of the complex. I can't get out. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to try back in 2 hours? So again, it's not that you're just calling in. You're telling the boss, look, I want to be there. I'm trying to get to you, but I can't. And a lot of times the boss will say, you want to know what? We'll just close up. You know, but I live in Las Vegas. And, you know, Las Vegas, we've been having some storms. And yeah, there's been some flooding on some of the streets, but for the most part, I mean, it dries in an hour or two. And I mean, it's sunny, you know, 5 minutes later. So when somebody goes, oh, I can't come in, you know, sorry. It's, you know, you're looking outside going, huh? You know, I understand if you can't come in, you can't make it, you can't make it. So I don't want to say that's lame. I give you credit for that. But again, tell your employer that you're trying to get to work. Okay. Let me see what else is going on. I still have the explosive diarrhea. Loss of a family member. Is another one that's definite, you know, and you could say, look, you know, a good way, that I would say to my boss is, look, okay, you know, I'd rather keep busy, you know, but the problem is I got to be there for my mom and my sister and all that. And, you know, as much as I'd rather be here, I really don't want to be at a wake. I really don't want to be at a dirgy thing. I got to be there for my family. And just know I'm not having fun. I really would rather be here. And the boss is like, oh, my God, of course, go. See what I mean? Okay. Let me see here. Okay, I'm trying to think if there's any other. You know, flu season. Oh, they say here's a good reason. Your toilet exploded. That's a very good reason. Okay, of course, you may have to show proof that the plumber came, but you having a toilet explosion or a leak or something happening in your apartment or house, that's a good reason. Now, telling somebody that your workload is exploded or you have too much work, is not a good idea. Okay, I need to take off because I have too much work. All right, you're already starting to, you know, put the cement or the nail in your coffin on that one. Okay, how do you do that? You got too much work, okay, and you think that you need to regroup. Okay, you should tell them, go, look, there's a deadline by Friday. I know I have this amount of work. I'm almost wondering if I should do part of it at home. I just don't think I'm going to be able to get it all done with all the noise around here. Can I take tomorrow, not off, but work from home? I could sleep in a little bit, but then I could power all the way through to the night. You want your work done by Friday, let me do that my way. Maybe that's a way to handle it. Flu season coming up, and you guys are out of sick leave, or you get some sick leave, but you don't feel like your employer is going to allow you to take it. So how do you handle that? Well, when it comes to, and we've talked about employee-employer relationships, et cetera, employers now have less there's less wiggle room in terms of what they will tolerate. And so when it comes to having, let's say, 10 employees, and they really can afford 9, and they're in the back of their mind going, one of you guys have to go, which one is it? A lot of times the first one that calls out is the one that gets it. Okay? So you're like, okay, I don't want that to be me. I don't want to call out the wrong time, be at the wrong place at the wrong time and lose my job. So what I would do is, while everything is fine and healthy and copacetic, you know, okay, and, you know, we're still in the summer, but let's say right before flu season starts, sit down with your boss or manager at an office meeting to go, you know, how are we going to handle this flu season? Okay, you know, right now I feel good. I don't expect to call it out sick, but, you know, I know that always causes stress and pressure, flu season. What should we do? Is there any way we could plan ahead such that if any of us do have to call out for getting the flu, or my kids always get sick, you know, I don't want to call out, but if that happens, I want to make sure we have preparations in line. I think that's cool. If an employee did that with me, going, look, you know, I know, you know, first, second week of December is usually the bad kind where everybody gets sick. Maybe what we could do is we could schedule differently. Let's schedule physicals and new patients different. So we have those for walk-ins, and we make sure we staff extra. Maybe we hire a temp, that kind of thing. I'd be like, way to go. Thank you for being on top of it. And then if it does happen, go, look, guys, I mean, I knew this would happen, but my kid's sick, or I'm feeling under the weather. You know, I hope I have the place, I have the system ready for you guys. And that's another thing, too. If you have the type of job where if you're gone, everybody's going to be ticked, and you think they're going to ask for you to be replaced, you make sure that you have something in place and things ready to go in case you are gone, so it's not a source of contention where people are like, oh, my God, you know, Dahlia is off the radio again. We can't handle this Dahlia being off the radio. The whole network's going to drop. Well, I go, don't worry, guys, I got a replay. Okay, you can play a Dr. Dahlia Show replay and everything should be fine. You dig? 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dolly Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. All right. You know, we're trying to give you guys up-to-date medical news as we get it. Like, for example, okay, they're saying mammograms may not reduce breast cancer deaths. And another suggestion that we may need to cut back on doing our mammograms, which to me is a big bunch of crap, but that's just me. All right. In areas in the U.S. of higher levels of screening, they say more tumors were diagnosed, but the breast cancer death rates were no lower than in areas with fewer screenings. The mortality rates that they observed were far more than definitive, cautioned Charles Harding, the study's lead author from Seattle, Washington. The most dramatic finding of our study is the immediately evident, the substantial evidence of breast cancer overdiagnosis. I don't really understand that term, breast cancer overdiagnosis. You can't overdiagnose breast cancer. Okay, you know, anybody that was diagnosed with breast cancer is like, ooh, thank you for diagnosing the breast cancer. Each year, about 230,000 U.S. women are newly diagnosed with breast cancer, according to the National Cancer Institute. The screening guidelines vary. Now the task force is saying, wait till you're 50 years old. All right. You should get them done every other year between ages 50 and 74. Getting screened before 50 should be an individual decision for you hypochondriacs. No, they don't say that. Okay, and I'm like, guys, get a baseline between 35 and 40. What the hell? And then every 2 years when you're 40, then every year when you're 50. Because that's how I was taught, and we haven't missed a breast cancer yet, knock on wood. For the study, researchers analyzed breast cancer screenings, cancer diagnoses, tumor characteristics, and deaths in 547 U.S. counties. The data came from 16 million women living in those counties in 2000. All were at least 40 years old. The percentage who had screening mammograms ranged anywhere from 39% to 78%, depending on where they lived. Overall, more than 53,000 of the women were diagnosed with breast cancer in 2000. The research report in the JAMA Internal Medicine Journal said that the number of breast cancer screenings rose, or the diagnoses did rise with the number of screenings, but the amount of breast cancer deaths over the next 10 years remained the same. So what they're saying is, all right, well, good, you caught it, but we didn't really save lives. Overall, a 10% point increase in breast cancer screenings was tied to a 16% increase in breast cancer diagnosis. Again, something I'm like, hee-haw, that's good job. Good job for finding breast cancer. But it didn't affect the number of breast cancer deaths. So based on this, guys, they're trying to say, hold off doing the mammogram. What? Don't you want to find the cancer and know that there's cancer? Come on, guys. If we are finding more breast cancer, but we are leveling off the death rate, aren't we doing something right? Why do we, you know, is that what has to happen in science? We have to go, oh, you know what, now people are starting to die again. Hey, guys, people are dying again. Are they? What? Yeah, it looks like more people are dying of breast cancer. Why? I don't know. You know, when we decided to go back on the mammogram rate, we're even recommending mammograms? Yeah, I guess we're still recommending a couple. You know, they could sprinkle a mammogram screen, you know, throughout their menopause if they want to. You know, like dustings on a donut. But ever since we made that recommendation, more people are dying of breast cancer. Well, what do you want to do, Bob? I don't know. Let's ask George. George, what do you think? I don't know. Ask Bob. Should we maybe, I don't know, allow them to get another mammogram or two? Well, you know, people are dying. Why don't we do this? Why don't we have a committee meeting to ask the U.S. task force to weigh in? Yeah, but they're not going to give us their recommendations for a year. For a year, that's actually coming up fast. Let's let them decide. Bob, you in agreement with that? You know what? I'd like to table this till after the holiday weekend. All right, we're going to table it till after the holiday weekend. But people looks like are dying, so we may want to pretty soon change the recommendations back. All right, we'll get to it after the holiday. Where are you going? I'm going to the beach. Okay, this is what's happening. You guys see what's happening? Okay, I get from this that we are doing a damn good job. We are slowing down breast cancer rate. We're finding breast cancer quicker. We're doing something right, and they want to screw it up? All right, fine, forget it. How am I supposed to do medicine in a country like this? And no, don't tell me to leave. I'm not leaving. I'm going to go down with the ship if I have to, but I'm not leaving. All right. Well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, things happen across the pond. You know, in Europe and you know, people aren't dying of cancer. People are doing okay. Well, let's look at a case in Europe. Why don't we? Let's look at a case in Europe. Check out this headline. Woman has half of her face removed after a doctor mistakes cancer for hay fever. This young British woman was diagnosed as hay fever 6 months after finding a strawberry-sized tumor in her nose. Janine McAuliffe, 25 years old, was diagnosed with a rare type of oral cancer that affects the salivary glands. She's had to have her upper teeth, palate bone, top right jaw, and parts of her cheekbone removed in a 13-hour operation in May. They had to remove bone from her leg to rebuild her missing facial features. This woman is from Essex, an eastern part of the United Kingdom, and she was diagnosed with adenoid cystic carcinoma, ACC. After she heals from surgery, she's going to have monthly radiotherapy, and the next step will be a minor surgery to fix a small hole on the roof of her mouth. She is a mother of one. And thank God she's alive, all right? But hay fever, all right? Well, you know, you have a runny nose. You got I can't tell you how many cancers of the mouth originally get thought of as hay fever or post-nasal drip or whatever. If you have something that doesn't go away, don't just blame allergies. Get a CAT scan. Ah, Dr. Dahlia, I don't know if the task force wants us to get CAT scans. We got to ask Bob, and then we got to, you know, get confirmation from George. Does he second the motion? Okay, you know what, guys? Just ask the doctor then. Okay, but this is ridiculous. This is embarrassing. I don't understand. Hay fever, really? Oh, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, while we're still talking about Great Britain, there's a teenager, British teenager, has a phobia of toilets. And apparently, it has caused her to die. She suffered a heart attack after going without a bowel movement for 8 weeks. She had chronic constipation. It resulted in distended organs and a compressed chest cavity. And they say that contributed to her cardiac arrest. An autopsy revealed she had a massive extension of the large bowel. They said they've seen nothing like this before. It was very, very dramatic. She was stool withholding. And this was a behavior that a lot of kids have, but they usually pass it after childhood. And the mother had been pleading with her daughter to get a medical exam, but the teen refused. The family doctor had prescribed laxatives, but acknowledges that he didn't examine the girl's abdomen. How could you not? The paramedic who responded to Emily's home the night of her death was actually the second call by the parents that night. The abdomen was grossly distended, and they think maybe there was also an electrolyte abnormality because obviously you weren't, you know, passing certain things. You could have, she could have also been in kidney failure too with the pressure on her kidneys. That would be my guess, is, you know, messing with some of the electrolytes and then unfortunately causing cardiac arrhythmia, you know, and then you kind of wonder if she really had trouble, you know, with pooping and issues. Was there a thyroid disorder? And was she so severely thyroid that that could have also messed with the heart? But pretty, pretty scary stuff. Again, I don't understand the statement where they're saying the doctor in England didn't examine the abdomen. Now, remember, England has good doctors. Mexico has good doctors. Germany has good doctors. There's good doctors in these countries. But the way they do medicine, to me, is, I think, different from what we do here. Any patient that comes in with chronic constipation, I send to a GI specialist. Okay? I send to a GI specialist. I mean, am I ordering a bunch of fancy expensive tests? No. So I send to a GI specialist and let them decide if they want a CAT scan, if they want to do a scope, etc. See? All right? I mean, and I examine the abdomen. All right? I will touch the abdomen. I will examine. So, you know, it just blows my mind. And, you know, we keep, you know, proponents of the ACA and Obamacare keep, you know, purporting that they do it in Europe all the time and they're fine. Not with these cases, they're fine. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Speak
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Laura Sheris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Longevity's immune booster, Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you guys are buying things online. And because it's too expensive to go to the doctor, all right, you are buying your Valium, your Xanaxes, etc., I guess, over the Internet. And they say hundreds of adverse reactions and dozens of hospitalizations tied to counterfeit diazepam in Africa have the FDA concerned that it is warning consumers to check their medicines carefully if they bought the generic form of Valium, diazepam, online. The FDA said Monday that more than 700 adverse reactions have been reported by the World Health Organization in Central Africa of patients, those who took a medication marked diazepam, but which lab testing showed instead had the active ingredient haloperidol, which is an antipsychotic. The patients who mistakenly took haloperidol suffered acute contractions of the muscles of the face, neck, and tongue, some lasting several days, and at least 40 were hospitalized. This is some serious, scary stuff. You know, I really get sick when I hear that people are half-assed doing this kind of stuff where they're selling stuff online, and here you are trusting it, which, by the way, is stupid. Don't be trusting this kind of stuff, all right? I mean, don't be buying medicines online, okay? You got to get these medicines from, you know, pharmacies that you trust, have a doctor prescribe it. But, they're, I guess the trade name is Selena, and they're scored with the name Agog, A-G-O-G. They come in 1,000 tablets, and they're called diazepam tablets BP 5 milligrams, manufactured by Centaur Pharmaceuticals. Now, Agog Pharma manufactures haloperidol, but not diazepam. So they think what could be happening is there's a, pills are getting into the wrong packaging. The FDA acknowledged that it does not know if the drugs are being sold online, and it reports that they have been in the U.S., but the FDA knows how the counterfeit drug industry works and realizes that it's possible for the drugs to be available over the Internet. The World Health Organization has estimated that half of the drugs sold online are fakes. The FDA has seized diazepam that was sold illegally online and in 2010 arrested a man who was selling fake Valium that was manufactured in China. Guys, I don't know what the big fascination is with Valium. I was given a Valium when I was getting my LASIK surgery, and I didn't notice anything. I didn't notice it at all. I did, though, make a lot of jokes. I was, like, laughing the whole time, and I think I was driving them crazy. But I didn't feel any issue. I guess, many of you guys, you know, like the, maybe you get a buzz, maybe, I don't know. I don't know. There was a woman who I guess was, I think what we need to do is we need to spend time talking about, what you guys are doing in terms of out of the country medicines. Okay. Apparently there was a woman who was, I need to look it up. Somebody else just got arrested because she was quote unquote smuggling opioids into the country. Now, if she bought opioids in another country and then tried to bring them into the U.S., realized she couldn't and tried to hide them somewhere, that is, it's an issue and it's a crime. So I think we need to kind of review before you guys go out of the country, if any of you guys are still planning on vacationing out of the country and you're lucky enough to. And I feel very fortunate to have gone to Mexico, but I got to tell you, man, it was cheaper than going somewhere in the United States, of course. For any of you guys about to do that sort of travel, I want you guys being careful hitting the pharmacies. We're going to definitely talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Amanda Peterson dies at age 43. She was an 80s teen sensation from the movie Can't Buy Me Love. She was also in, I guess, the movie Annie, right? Was she the one that played Annie? I don't know. I don't remember. She left Hollywood in 1994, moved back home, later married her second husband, David Hartley, had two children, unfortunately was discovered in her home in Greeley, Colorado, dead. All right. Apparently the father said she had several medical issues over the last 2 years, pneumonia, sinusitis, and sleep apnea. The father, James, confirmed to TMZ that they had become concerned when they didn't hear from her for 2 days. And while the cause of death is yet to be released, her dad said she was suffering from several medical issues. She had some illness and a sleep apnea problem that might have contributed to. He also said that at one stage she was living in a house with mold issues, but she moved out of that house a year ago. Unfortunately, I don't know where the kids were, but she had been dead inside the house. She had played opposite Patrick Dempsey in the 1987 comedy Can't Buy Me Love. She played a cheerleader. I don't think I ever saw that movie, to be honest. I think by 1987, I was already in high school, and I don't know if I was really into those movies. I don't know. It's a shame, though. It really is a shame. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DAI. Also a shame, you know, Tom brought to my attention that, producer Tom, that there are Japanese young men locking themselves in their bedrooms for years at a time. 1 million men in Japan are doing this. It's one of the biggest social and health problems these Japanese men are facing. Apparently, Japanese health professionals, according to ABC.net, is saying professionals are scrambling to stop the next generation from suffering the same fate. It's shattering families, going to shatter the economy. And I guess they just block themselves from contact with friends and family, and they only sneak out in the middle of the night to eat. These are young men, like 18, 19, 20. All right? Is it school pressure? You know, Tom and I were talking, is it the pressure that these kids are getting in school, you know, in Japan? You know, C does not equal MD. I mean, you know, you got to get good grades or that's it. Maybe there's that sort of pressure. Maybe people really love, you know, their computer so much that they just lock themselves in a room with their computer. You know, they say the longer a person stays in a room, the harder it is to come out. It's true. You know, I already have one boy who's a full-blown teenager, the other one starting to turn to his teens. And they love going into the room. And I understand teenage boys, they need their privacy and all that. But they could lock themselves up in their room for hours. And when I try to come in, Mom, leave me alone. You're always pestering me. I go, I haven't seen you since 2 p.m. I'm coming in to say hi. Don't you want to eat? Just bring the food up to my room, Mom. No, I'm not going to bring the food up. You're going to get your butt downstairs now. You're going to spend time with your mama. Yeah, I yell at them a lot. I do. All right, so if you have a kid that likes to sit there and bunker up, et cetera, you know, you need to see what they're doing. You need to also double check what they're looking at online. Maybe they're trying to, you know, get in with ISIS. I don't know. I mean, look at these girls that go off and get married to Isaac. Can you imagine? And I was a parent. I was like, gosh, who are our kids going to marry? Well, hopefully not Isaac. All right. So anyway, Japanese, we'll talk about more on this as the story develops. A daily glass of grapefruit juice protects against heart disease. Why? Because of flavonoids. Yay! Flavonoids improve the structure of blood vessel walls. I talked to you guys about flavonoids. It's going to be on your pop quiz. So make sure you guys listen up. They have health boost chemicals, and a daily glass of grapefruit juice could hopefully protect the heart. I love grapefruit juice. The problem is many of you guys are on Lipitor, or Crestor, or a statin. So here's Dr. Dahlia saying, drinking a glass of orange juice, but your cardiologist is saying, no orange juice, because you can't drink orange juice on those medicines. He's right, you can't drink orange juice on those medicines. So for those of you taking cholesterol medicines, you're screwed. But for those of us that don't take cholesterol medicines yet, we can have grapefruit juice. Researchers from the French National Institute of Agricultural Research in France recruited 48 healthy women aged 50 to 65, one of the highest risk groups for heart disease. Half were given a daily quota or half a pint of grapefruit juice packed with the flavonoids, and another one was given a drink that didn't have the flavonoids. Then they swapped, and anyway, they found that the people with the flavonoids were healthy. Yee-haw! Love the Greyhound. I mean the grapefruit juice. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.